What's going on, guys? You are now listening to the Lean Dad Podcast for dads who want to lose weight and become a healthy role model for their kids. I'm your host, Patrick Ryan. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to be here. Now, let's dive in, my friends. In today's episode, I had my good friend and colleague, Andrew Nez of Aurora Sky Massage Therapy, had him on the podcast. This was a lot of fun. The intention behind this episode was very much set in and rooted in it's New Year's, or it's almost New Year's as you're listening to this. It's 2022. Many of you are embarking upon a New Year's resolution of some sort, and that's okay. That's fine. However, the intention behind this episode is to help flip the script. Many of you guys are very much set in it's New Year's resolution time. It's time to push hard in the gym. It's time to go ham with your diet and your exercise. And I'm here to kind of flip that script and encouraging you. Yep, you can do it. You can embark upon a New Year's resolution. You can try that, but I would encourage you to do it a little differently. Maybe take the time that you would otherwise spend in pushing yourself hard in the gym and getting really rigorous with your workouts and your diet, and maybe adopting more of a self-care oriented routine. Look into hiring a massage therapist. Look into the types of exercise and types of, or more so modalities of exercise that help you get your heart rate down, help you take away and cut through a lot of the stress in a sustainable way. That's not getting your nervous system so excited. That's not pushing your body and your mind and your nervous system into this perpetual state of stress and strain that weight training, running, all that kind of stuff is already going to do. So this episode was a lot of fun in just giving you guys a greater understanding of, newsflash, there are so many different ways to take care of your health, and especially when it comes to providing a sustainable re-entry into taking care of yourself, a sustainable re-entry into your weight loss routine. Self-care, massage therapy is probably going to be a good avenue to look into, because a lot of this is mainly just giving you some tools to put in your arsenal to create a clean slate to think and a clean slate to contemplate and navigate and put together your next steps when it comes to your exercise routine. Because as your coach here, you probably don't need to be pushing yourself as hard as you think you might need to in the gym. And creating your space through having somebody like a qualified massage therapist in your back pocket, in your corner to help you interpret, navigate, and better understand the information that your body is telling you through the pain that you're feeling, the sensations that you're feeling. Think of it as having your own personal kind of body mechanic, because that's kind of what they're there for. They're there to help you understand what's going on with your body and with your well-being and everything that's going on in your life. So we're adding another professional to your corner, another professional to your team to help you navigate this thing we call life. So let's hop in, let's enjoy it, and let's go for it. And we're live.
Awesome.
Cool. Right on. So welcome everybody to today's episode of the Lean Dad Podcast. I am joined by my very good friend and colleague, Andrew Nez of Aurora Sky Massage. How's it going, man?
It's going good.
Yeah, it's nice to have you live and direct here in the dining room of our home. So it's nice to have you here. How's your day been, dude?
Day's been going pretty well. Just, I don't know, just trying to find different ways to manage keeping myself busy throughout the day.
Cool. Right on, man. Yeah, so I was really looking forward to this episode. I know you and I had spoken on a separate podcast. It was last year. We talked and kind of touch base through Morgan Christian's People Pursuing Greatness podcast. We did kind of a health-related episode, and I just felt like it was going to be really, just really beneficial to have you on this podcast, because as time has gone on, you and I feel like you and I have been in our respective industries, you know, you in massage therapy and myself in personal training, coaching, we've both been in those industries for pretty much the same amount of time. Yeah. I'm going on close to a decade. My guess is you're right at about the same, right?
Pretty much.
Yeah. So, for those that don't know, Andrew and I go way, way back. Our roots originate in the hallowed halls of of UNM, in primarily the exercise science department. Andrew and I were taking a lot of the same courses over at UNM, but obviously at some point in time, he and I branched in different directions as he was going. You were originally going more like the physical therapy route initially,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Really wanted to go into physical therapy, and then life just decided that wasn't going to happen. So ultimately just ended up deciding that massage therapy is where I needed to be.
Cool. Yeah. So it's interesting because it sounds like you and I both experienced that in our own ways. And what's cool about that is how, yeah, like you said, life happens and it kind of puts you in the right space for what you're wanting to do. Because I know prior to college, I was interested in going the physical therapy route. But as I started college, I started to realize that really wasn't what I was wanting to do. And then I wanted to do I knew I wanted to do personal training, but I originally was in school on that set track of exercise science. And then right before it came to the point to where you pretty much had to fully declare your major was when I decided, you know, I don't know that this is the exact path that I want to be taking.
Yeah.
Where, and it's no knock against anybody who goes the full bore exercise science route. But, you know, I went to a place to where 85-90% of my upper division is exercise science. And I was much more intrigued and interested in the other studies that still play a role in, I don't want to say dealing with, but helping other human beings.
Yeah.
So, as opposed to if I had stayed in that strict exercise science route, sure, I would have gotten a little bit more knowledge when it comes to the exercise physiology and all that kind of stuff. But I took, much like you did, took the time to make a little bit of a pivot, make a little bit of an adjustment, and doing more of the psychology, the sociology, the communication and journalism stuff that just, in my opinion, when it came to what I was wanting to do, was actually going to help me have and adopt a more well-rounded approach to helping people. So it sounds like you went through that in your own way as far as going to physical therapy and then deciding, well, maybe there's something else that I might want to do.
Well, not so as direct, but what happened, there's like a classic saying in my whole family, and it's usually when Andrew starts a conversation, it starts off with, well, what happened was.
Right, yeah.
What happened was I decided that I was so focused on trying to get to the end of graduating.
Mm-hmm.
That when I actually got to the part where I'm supposed to graduate, I completely forgot the most important thing, which is you're supposed to find a job.
Oh, okay.
And so by that point, I had finished the whole entire program, just, you know, very much like everybody else in the program, beating myself up, staying up late, trying to get everything finished. And when I finally got to the finish line and crossed it, it was like, well, fuck, what do I do now?
Okay.
I'm not really sure what I'm supposed to do. And in that process, it just, things kind of all lined up. The day that I finished my seminar program, I ended up getting an email from a massage therapist who was looking for a part-time stretching instructor. And by that point, I was just like, why not?
Mm-hmm.
And so ultimately I ended up working with her for a little bit before that quickly turned into, she recognized that there was something unique about the way I approach body work in terms of the way we were doing a lot of these routines. And so it was just kind of like, you know what, that doesn't add up right. That doesn't look right. You know, fixing those little things that make a big difference for people. And so after that happened, she just quickly picked up on, like, I think you have a knack for, like, being a manual manipulative person. So let's get you into massage school. Let's do some research and see what works best for you. Ultimately, around the time that that happened, I just found the ABQ School of Massage Therapy. Unfortunately, they don't exist anymore, but if they still had, I wouldn't doubt that they'd still be quite successful today. But yeah, that's kind of just how I got wrapped up into massage therapy. And I did the program once I was finished. I mean, you were my first client right off the bat. So yeah.
That's awesome.
And just through that process, I mean, you were there with me from studying an application to just about every step of the way up until to today. So yeah, here we go.
That's cool. I didn't know I was your first client. That's a trip, because our mutual friend Dan, I think, worked with you first during the time where you were looking for people to just practice on.
Yeah.
And he had started working with you a little bit, and you know, he and I were really close, and he told me that you were doing that, and I was like, sure, I'm going to go for it. I'm going to give it a shot, because that that represented a time in my fitness journey where I was starting to, you can call it dabble, but just starting to play around with different modalities, you know, excuse me, different ways of taking care of yourself. And, you know, later on in the conversation, we'll dive into this a little deeper as to why I thought it was so beneficial to have you on the podcast to just help open some eyes and shed some light for a lot of the guys listening around the, you know, the only way to exercise and take care of yourself isn't through just rigorous weightlifting and strenuous exercise all the time. So that was in my early 20s. It was right after we got out of college. Mm-hmm. And I was starting to really play around with just different ways to take care of yourself. I was really intrigued by yoga, so I was doing yoga quite frequently. I was doing sensory deprivation for the first time ever, and then obviously started working with you. And it's cool to see after a decade now to see where things have continued to grow and evolve from cool. Yeah, I guess I was your first ever client, to the point to where you were practicing out of your apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And I was literally just coming to meet you at your apartment, but your apartment wasn't far from where I worked at the time. So I would come in and do, I think I was doing like one or two sessions. I feel like it was at least a couple sessions a month.
Yeah.
I was almost doing like once a week. Well, I almost feel like.
For sure. Because that was around the time that I was like desperate for anybody to just jump on the table. Cause I'm like, man, I got to finish these clinicals and I have to do so much amount of outside of the clinic for the school.
Okay.
And by that point, you know, you were pretty regular, stayed on top of it. And it was like, I could always just count on you to be the person that's like, okay, I'm going to get these hours done. I know it.
Yeah. See, that's interesting. Cause I didn't know that. You know what I mean? But that's totally fine. But it's cool that I was kind of your guinea pig to a degree, to where, and I think anybody who's practicing a craft and they're working towards having that become possibly their profession or their career. Yeah. It's good to lean on your support network to see if people are willing to go through that much deeper guided trial and error, to where, yeah, man, like you're the pro. You were still the pro even at the beginning. You knew more about massage therapy and anything of that sort than I did and never will. So it's really cool to know that I was there from the beginning, to such a point to where when I was working with clients in person here in Albuquerque, you were now part of this referral network of not only through my own personal experience, first and foremost, of understanding, okay, yeah, a lot of the pain that I was experiencing or discomfort that I was experiencing, I was able to get a better sense of it's a balancing act, right? So in working with a massage therapist, you know, you in particular, having somebody being able to work on my body, it's literally, I view it as the equivalent, well, not the exact equivalent because it's an inanimate object, but there's a reason you need to take your vehicle in for regular maintenance.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? I don't think everybody needs to hold themselves to the standard of, I need to know everything I need. I need to know everything about my vehicle. I need to be a qualified advanced, you know, mechanic to take care of my vehicle. Yes, it's helpful to know some things, but actually I feel like in order to learn more, say, about your vehicle in this particular case, go take it to the shop and find, there is some trial and error, but find a mechanic, find a professional that's not only willing to help you work on your vehicle, but if you so choose to ask questions, they don't see that as a threat. Yeah. They're more than willing to educate you and answer your questions and show you what you're working on. So that was really cool in our regard, because there was that overlap.
Yeah.
Where you and I took anatomy and physiology, you and I took the kinesiology courses at UNM.
And everything coming back full circle is just like, oh yeah, we touched base on that.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, in our particular instance, working on me relaying information as to what I'm feeling in conjunction to, it's this deeper storytelling experience, right? Yeah. Of me letting you know what I'm doing when it comes to my exercise and giving you a better understanding of what's going on in my world when it comes to movement and just everything that's going on in my life. And then you being able to apply that information through your professional lens as a massage therapist and making whatever adjustments you think are necessary, not only to help relieve any kind of issues that I might be dealing with or help me treat those issues, but make adjustments in the long run to being more proactive as far as like, hey, I know you're doing A, B, and C with your exercise, but you may want to consider, you know, dialing it back or doing, you know, playing around with these stretches. That way I can continue doing the things that I want. And then as time goes on, it's really cool to have somebody like that in your corner, because your fitness journey, and this is one of the main messages I want to convey to everybody listening, is your fitness and your wellness journey is always going to evolve. I'm 31. I am not training and exercising the same way I was training and exercising whenever I first met you.
Yeah.
You know, or not when I first met you, but when I was first working with you in my early 20s, I was lifting 7 days a week sometimes. It was because it was so new and I loved it and I had the energy for it. There's no way I'm training that way. And so to be able to have other people in your circle, your support network, these other professionals that take care of, say, your massage therapy, that take care of your physical therapy, that take care of, say, like your mental health with a counselor or a therapist, like having all these other people in your corner to be a part of that evolution, so they're able to give you their feedback based on what they're seeing, especially if your goal is not just the weight loss piece, but if your goal is a sustained healthy life,
right?
You know, playing that long game of, yeah, I want to be healthy and mobile and functional long term. Well, we've said it before, it takes a village. And those are the primary seeds I want to help plant with a lot of the listeners of, it's better late than never, but you need to start building that support network, whether it's, you know, anybody who's in Albuquerque reaching out to you, or wherever you're at locally, finding somebody and finding a massage therapist and finding somebody who knows what they're doing. That way they can help you in areas that you maybe have been neglecting otherwise. And I think that's a huge piece that I'm wanting to convey in chatting with you and getting your insight on, is guys don't do a very good job of taking care of this dimension of their well-being. And it's been really cool in referring, you know, past clients to you, that male clients that were, they'd come to me and they would almost want me to coach them in a way that they preferred, even though I knew that it was going to be detrimental to their long-term well-being. So for those clients that would take my recommendation as far as like, yeah, we can push hard every so often with your workouts, but we're also going to dial it back. And, you know, you see these mobility issues and these chronic, you know, this chronic pain you're dealing with, you might benefit from going and seeing my buddy Andrew.
Yeah.
And, for those clients, male clients of mine that have been willing to get outside of their comfort zone and doing that, their quality of life has improved dramatically as a result. So I'm just interested in getting your perspective around the whole kind of male dynamic or the stigma around getting a massage and how that's not part of the, that's not an important and integral piece of having or tool of having in your arsenal.
Yeah. So first and foremost, you know, thank you for, gosh, what is it now? Probably close to 8-9 years of referral and just working with you.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Anytime, I mean, there was just a very good working dynamic of when we first started, it was, you know, ping-ponging back and forth ideas for different clients and how that translated to what people were receiving. Cause then it was just like, oh shit, I'm getting more than just, you know, one person on my team because they really do care. You know, one person is translating over to the other. Hey, so-and-so is dealing with this type of issue. These are the things that I see. Work on the following things with them. This is just from my perspective. Do with what you will with the information. And you've been super amazing about incorporating that into a lot of the exercises for those people. And they notice the difference right off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
But now kind of getting into how that self-care aspect, and I don't know why there's such a big broad blanket of fear when it comes to self-care, because people don't really understand what that truly means to what it means to them. My form of self-care, you know, is going home and just vegging out and, you know, being with myself and just trying to understand, what are my steps in my life and my journey going to evolve to next. Mm-hmm. And that really kind of brings me peace because it allows me to kind of lay out this map of, all right, there's a general sense of guidance or navigation, and I'm not just treading waters into this big dark ocean and I have no idea where I'm going.
Mm-hmm.
So as far as like with male clients, oh man, you know, and I know just throughout the years, it doesn't matter if they were younger or older, there's just this developed sense of like, I want to call it just the lack of self-empathy. Mm-hmm. You know, people are so generally concerned about caring for other people that they tend to forget about to care for themselves. And so that generally has led me to help people when they come first see me. It's like, okay, you know what? Whatever you've seen in cinema, movies, whatever you've heard, that doesn't apply to this place. This place in particular, I'm not interested in doing any of that stuff. If you want to, that's great, but you're going to have to go see somebody else for it. Mm-hmm. Really, I'm mostly just interested in trying to break the stigma of this thing that massage is like a luxury, that this thing is for only rich people. And as I've gone throughout the years, I've really tried to make it a fair basis of saying like, you know, massage needs to be affordable for the most part. But that it needs to come with a sense of responsibility on both ends. Me as the therapist needs to make sure that I'm doing everything I can to help you, and you as the client are also doing everything to help yourself. Mm-hmm. 'cause I can't tell you how many times people come to see me for the same issue. And it's like, well, you know, we've talked about this and, you know, I've gave you recommendations. Have you tried implementing any of them? And the usual response is, no, I quite honestly, I forgot it as soon as I got out the door, and it's like, okay, well, we're going to have to revisit that. And I think I've told you like in past where I've kind of been a little bit more hard on like with clients, telling them like, okay, you know, you need to implement these things if you want to get better.
Right.
And if you can't do them, then you're wasting your money and you're wasting my time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd really want to get to a place where I can help you, but the only place I can do that is if you help yourself. So a lot of that same energy needs to be translated over to how men approach self-care. You know, you can toss hours of gym work. You can toss hours of dieting and reading articles and exercise. And ultimately, at the end of the day, you're putting all that effort into it with generally no navigation of where to go.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where your line of work is really important, because you're just sitting there trying to help kind of guide this person through, again, this dark ocean of there's so much information out there and right. I want to help you, but you know, let's start with just the basics. Once we get the basics down, then we can go exploring off to mm-hmm. other little things. And that's kind of what I do with massage, is I approach it from a sense of, well, what do you actually know? What have you heard? And what are your expectations before we even begin? Because mm-hmm. usually most of the time when I get a referral, I do like a 10, 15 minute phone call to a lot of these new clients just to get, what are you coming to see me for? Is it something that is immediately I'm going through like my roster of like, is it something that's emotional? Is it spiritual? Is it physical? Is it, you know, just guidance? Is this somebody who just wants to truly take themselves out of the general grid picture and just be one with themselves for an hour?
Mm-hmm.
And once I get that information, really, it just, again, I'm developing a treatment plan as I'm going through this conversation with the folk and just trying to see, where do we go from here? And most of the time people are like, wow, you're actually listening to what I'm saying. And it's like, yeah, because what you're going through is actually very important. And I think a lot of times, we as men don't share a lot of that information with a lot of people because there's just this weird, I need to be tough 24/7. Mm-hmm. Like I can't show emotions and, I'm not allowed to show emotions.
Right. And almost like wearing your pain as a badge of honor, that's just what you're expected to do. And when in all reality it's, and this is why I think it's so helpful to have you on, because my intention behind this episode is, right now the working title we've got is this really encouraging a new kind of New Year's resolution to stick to, because a lot of, we're right at the new year is right here. And a lot of guys are ready to just kind of go hard again and push hard because maybe the holidays didn't go as well as they would have hoped. They would have gained some weight and they're ready to just strain and push with their training all over again. And my thought is, well, why don't we do something different for a New Year's resolution? Why not, instead of going ham in the gym and pushing hard like you probably have many times before, why not start with a different style? I'll call it like a different style of exercise in working with a massage therapist, maybe going to yoga and taking part in types of exercise that actually can help create a greater space for thought and open thinking. That way, the best way I think about it is creating a space so you're not making decisions in a rushed state of mind.
Yeah.
Life is busy. We're always going to be doing stuff. And from what I've seen, rushing right back into exercise and restrictive dieting and all that kind of stuff, that's kind of still along the same vein of, okay, you're in this rushed hyper-stress state, and then you're pushing yourself back into a rushed hyper-stressed state. So why not take a step back and start doing some different things, stretching, working with a massage therapist, doing physical therapy, more of the lighter intensity, I would say drastically lighter intensity stuff, to give you some breathing room to think and actually put together a more cohesive game plan as to, yeah, I know I need to exercise, but do I really need to push myself as hard as I think I do in order to get where I want to go? So like clearing up the headspace and having somebody that can help you interpret the information that your body's giving you.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's my job as a coach. And I feel like that's also partly your job as well, to where if you're feeling something like your vehicle, if you hear something clicking around, you know, you may not be able to figure out what it is, and that's okay. There's no shame in not knowing what's going on. Yeah. So that's where it's so beneficial to have somebody in your corner to lean on, like you. Okay, Andrew, I'm noticing X, Y, and Z. I've got this feeling in my neck. I don't know what's going on. And it being this two-way this two-way dialogue around, yes, they're providing you information as well as you continue to get to know them, them providing you with more insight as to what their life is like and how their life operates and how they move throughout their day or maybe not move. And you get a much more, your own body is a roadmap, right? Like it's a map to, and a key to what it is that you're doing. It's not as if you have different experiences and you go through different things and you experience stress in your life and somehow it just kind of disappears and doesn't exist. It's think of your body, your muscles, your bones, your nervous system, your spirit as a sponge. Like it's still taking in and holding all of those things that you're experiencing, and being able to have a professional like yourself in their corner to be able to better interpret those things and that information and that pain that guys are feeling is huge. And I'm saying that as somebody who's had you in my corner since I was in my early 20s and thinking, why isn't every single man on this planet going to get help in this dimension of their well-being? Because I see it all the time. There's so many guys that are going through just crazy, copious amounts of preventable pain and suffering, not only mental, not only physical, but then it ends up manifesting itself to mental. But again, we've been told in one way, shape, or form that we've got to wear this like it's a badge of honor and that it's respectable. And I disagree wholeheartedly.
100%. And so like you brought up many important things. And one of the first things that caught my attention was this new introspective way of approaching how exercise should be involved and incorporated. So me, myself, I've taken upon my own mission, if that's what we want to call it, to just branch out into the realm of, you know, personal training or just physical therapy in general. And how do I incorporate that into my actual treatments with people? And approaching it from a perspective of progression. Like you are in this regress state where you're just always angry. Well, you know, let's look at things that link you less angry. And when people start talking about these things while they're on the table, they just start unleashing this whole plethora of their life. And it's like, oh, okay. Well, I'm getting a lot of information. I'm getting a lot of great feedback. But what this is doing for me ultimately is I call my hands just like little readers. It's like reading Braille. You know, as I'm traveling along the body, every part of the body is telling a story. It's telling a different thing that's happened. One of the most classic things that I can always experience is when I'm working on someone, they'll get an instantaneous moment where they remember something. They're like, oh man, I just had this weird sensation of like, I remember when I got that scar, or I remember every detail about how that happened. And it's like, it's traumatic. And what happens is you're processing all this external information that your body perceives as being very abstract. So again, you're in a stressful situation at work. Let's say you're a person who's a desk pusher and you don't realize the things that are going on around you that may not seem physical are actually affecting your body because your body is processing it in different ways. So if, for example, I used to work at the front desk at UNM and just copious amounts of people coming in and out, asking you questions left and right. And before long, I didn't realize that I was retaining a lot of that internalized just frustration with people because it was very difficult at times to help someone. And through that, I recognized that in my own body, I was getting really tense. And I would just notice my shoulders would start getting up here whenever somebody would ask me a question. And it was like, why is my first response when somebody asked me a question just to immediately guard and up. Just like, don't ask me this because I'm not ready to help you right now. Right. Ask me when I'm more mentally prepared for it. But even just if you're an engineer or, you know, you work a scientific type job, there's all kinds of things that are going on around you and you're handling in different ways and your body is processing that as it's coming through. So one of the things that I always think back to is I had a client who ran a pretty big business, and throughout their transition out of their job, they were holding so much tension that they didn't recognize that every time they were tensing up, their lower back just would flare up. And it's like, as you're talking about the things that are going throughout your day, do you recognize the more that you're telling me information that your lower back is not hurting as bad as when you first came in? And they're like, oh yeah, I didn't recognize that. Mm-hmm. But it's like, yeah, because for some reason we hold all of that internalized frustrations and we don't know how to vent it out. Right. And then when we recognize we start venting out, our bodies tend to relax a lot more and we're getting more of this mental frustration that we've kept bottled up because it's like, man, I didn't know how to deal with this today. And it's really been on my mind. And it's like, well, you know, tell me a little bit about it. What is it so important to you that you're holding on to it? Is there any way for us to let that go? And then my job as a therapist is always, I have to know my boundaries too, because mm-hmm. there's times where people let information out that I'm like, okay,
sure.
Well, we're going to kind of dial it back to, to a realm where it's kind of back to being therapist and client mm-hmm. and just kind of letting them know like, wow, you know, even though you're telling me this information, I'm not going to really respond back to it because again, it's, I got to know my place too. But I noticed as you're telling me that, you're this particular part of your body is starting to relax a lot more. So if you want to, you know, keep going on that horse and we'll just go and see where this takes us. I'd say 9 out of 10 times, people just tend to recognize that they're not actually coming to see me for physical pain, but they're just coming for stuff that's been bottled up. Mm-hmm. And then the physical part is just an added bonus.
Right.
And so it's been very interesting to just kind of evolve my practice from where it was just strictly massage now to I'm branching out to this aspect of approaching wellness from, you know, let's also incorporate a little bit of exercise into your actual treatment program. Not so much to lose weight or to, you know, build muscle or whatever. It's just, I want you to get into the habit of moving, and this is a safe place for you to feel completely judgmental free. And this is, again, it's all trial and error. Mm-hmm. So I really want to see how this is going to respond for you. And if it benefits you, great. I hope that it sparks something inside of you that you can take home and then say, you know what? I actually felt a whole lot better just doing stretching. Right. Or a little bit of lifting, anything to just kind of break that mindset of this monotony of I need to do work. I need to do more work. Mm-hmm. I need to find more stuff to do. I need to go running. I need to go to the gym. You know, finding things throughout your day to fulfill it, to make yourself feel like you've done something, I guess is the best way to put it. And so a lot of the times as a therapist, I try to tell and coach people like, you don't need to put all that pressure on yourself of always being constantly in motion. There's a lot of benefits to doing things that require you just sitting still. Mm-hmm. So if you can take that aspect of just being one with yourself and understanding that you can get yourself to a better mindset, then potentially down the future, what I want you to do is look at this as, you know, I felt a whole lot better not exercising. And I've noticed within myself, I'm becoming more happy and healthy. Right. So it's just recognizing what makes you happy, what makes you healthy. Mm-hmm. And right now, that's kind of what the biggest challenge is for a lot of clients. And then whether it's female, male, or anywhere in between, I just want to be able to open that door safely for a lot of folks to be able to be like, well, you know what? I kind of want to explore a little bit more of what personal training would look like and what that would mean to me. And it's like, okay, well, good. Mm-hmm. Then I've done my job. And hopefully from here, you know, let's continue on this path and see where it takes you. And then at any point, you're welcome to jump ship too. That's cool. Whatever makes you happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I think it's, and that's what's continued to kind of guide my path forward as a coach and what I feel is the best route for a lot of people in creating a more pleasant entry into just taking care of their health, because it's so it's so multidimensional. It's very multifaceted. It's just helping broaden people's horizons around what is available to them. Because I think a lot of guys just go into this and being like, well, I'm just going to go the personal training route, or I'm just going to go back to the gym and push hard. And then that doesn't work, or at least the way they go about it doesn't work. And then they're going through this roller coaster where they push really hard. They re-aggravate an injury that they had in the past, or they just get burnt out by it because it's too much to balance. And then they stop, and then they're just back in the cycle again, to where they take a long break and then they go back at it the only way they know to go back at it. And that was really my thought around this episode, was just helping people and helping guys know that, well, maybe it's time to do something different. Yeah. You know, not that working out in the gym is bad, but create some space to where you're actually this hour a week or this hour a month that you're going to see, say, like a massage therapist. Well, that's an hour that you're dedicating to your mind. That's an hour that you're dedicating to your mental fitness, to your more parasympathetic nervous system fitness, and being able for you to actually become more comfortable and more familiar with just being.
Yeah.
And just being, and just being where you're at and being with yourself and paying attention to the information and the signals that your body is sending you. Because all many of us guys have ever known is, okay, I lift weights, I get a good pump, I get really sore, and that's going to lead to weight loss.
Yeah.
And that's going to lead to looking good and feeling good. When it's like, that's only one way of doing it. And even if you go down that route long-term, you're going to get tired of it. And it's not the most sustainable route to be going about it, unless you start adding some of these other dimensions, you know, right now, massage therapy being that one, to your repertoire. Because I just got tired of it, man. I got tired of working with guys. I remember multiple cases working with older male clients. Damn boomers, dude.
They grew up a certain way. They learned a certain style of how to do things.
Oh yeah, man. Like I remember having a client where, loved him really, really. It was fun to work with him, but he was stubborn as hell. And lo and behold, always wondered why he would struggle with his weight loss. Was every time we worked out together, he was so dead set on lifting every single time. But then as time would go on, he'd complain about aches and pains and all this kind of stuff. And I'm thinking, we probably shouldn't lift this week. We probably shouldn't lift this month. Every session that we have, we were only working out together 30 minutes apiece. Every session we should have, you should just, I'm going to sit on the mat with you and we're going to foam roll and we're going to stretch. And he did not want any part. And I would start recommending, you need to go see a massage therapist. You need to start dedicating some downtime to your well-being. And wouldn't do it. And there were a lot of guys that I worked with that were like that. And then what's so ironic about it and ridiculous is it was inevitable. It was a matter of when they would end up getting injured. The first thing that they would ask me was, Pat, what's the number of the guy you have for massage therapy? And I'm like, here, you can have it, but this could have been avoided.
Yeah.
The amount of pain and discomfort that you're in could have been completely avoided if you had been taking care of this dimension of your well-being in more of a proactive manner than a reactive. Like, you know, another thing I think about was in the free Facebook group that we have, there was a member that asked me some questions around just trying, you know, he was waking up early in the morning and still felt tired and felt like he was drugged up. He was so fatigued, and it didn't matter how hard he pushed, he just couldn't break through it. And he didn't know any better. If I hadn't told him any different, I could have easily told him, yeah, man, just push harder, willpower, motivation. And he would have kept doing that. But having had the experience I have had, and this is where it's so valuable in having somebody in your corner to be able to interpret what you're going through. Like, I remember going through the same exact thing that this guy was going through in his, I think he's in his like late 40s, maybe early 50s or 40s to 50s area. He was dealing with some pretty significant nervous system fatigue. And I remember going through that. And I remember being so fatigued to where I could get up in the morning and I could have snorted a line of Coke and it would not have woken me up. I was so trashed, and it was because I was chronically sleep deprived. I never gave myself any kind of downtime. Even though I was working with you at the time, I was still of the mindset, yeah, I can just burn the candle at both ends. I'm young, I can push it. And then my body started letting me know, my nervous system started letting me know, you can't do that, man. You got to sleep. At that point in time, I was like, okay, from now on, I'm going to sleep at least 7 hours. Now I'm to a point where it's like, no, I'm going to sleep typically around 8 or more. And I gave myself a full 2 weeks off of exercise. I remember going and working with you, and I was in pain. I remember those sessions where my muscles were in so much pain because of how fatigued my nervous system was. It was painful to get a massage. It was painful to foam roll. And it was like, holy crap, dude, I'm way overtaxed. And seeing that in this member of the group reminded me of that. And I think a lot of guys just don't know any better. Mm-hmm. And then they think, well, when I was young, when I was in high school and when I was in college, yeah, I lifted and it was great. And it helped me vent a lot of frustration and I got in good shape doing that. And then they think that they can do that all over again when they're in their 30s, their 40s, their 50s, and it doesn't happen. Yeah. And then they're caught up in this perpetual cycle. And that's where my thought is, well, we're about at the new year. I think we need to redefine. I'm not big on New Year's resolutions as it is, but at least in this sense, if you're going to embark upon and invest in a New Year's resolution, invest in some downtime, yeah. Invest in some self-care through massage, yoga, stretching, just being with yourself and knowing what it's like to have your state of being where you're not stressed, you're not tense, and your heart rate is actually at a low normal rate. And what a lot of people don't know is you could be perpetuating your own struggles in struggling and losing weight by pushing yourself too hard and continuing to be in an overstressed state. Because I don't know that everybody knows this, but like, yeah, when you're really stressed out and you're, we'll just say chronically stressed, which I think a lot of men are, and they don't know it, you're constantly producing cortisol all the time. And the more cortisol you produce, the harder it's going to be to lose weight. Your body's in a very stressed state and it's just you're pretty much feeding it energy to just retain the weight, if not gain more weight.
Yep.
So then you're already in this kind of excitatory response where your nervous system is just continually stressed. Think of it through the lens of, on a volume meter, the music's being played at fucking 10, 15, you know, it's at its max. So that's where your nervous system is at when you're stressed. And then you try to mitigate that by more exercise that is built to, because your body doesn't know any different. Your nervous system doesn't know any different. So then you go back to, say, for a run or a sprint or lifting heavy or anything, like any kind of somewhat stressful exercise. Well, you're still putting your body back in that space of being stressed. You're still putting your body, you're keeping your body in that 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 volume range. You need to actually dial it back. And I think what a lot of people don't know that are chronically stressed is maybe you do need some amount of exercise, but what I would argue is you need a type of, I'll call it quote unquote exercise, massage therapy, go do sensory deprivation, go relax, do something that allows you to turn that dial down to like a 3, a 4, a 2 and see what you notice in your body. Pay attention to how your body feels. And a lot of people don't know this. You can lose weight by doing that. And it's through giving yourself and giving your body time to decompress, as well as creating more space for you to make more sound decisions around, and calm, cool, calm, collected decisions around like your eating and making that journey of weight loss more fun. Because if you're going into things in already a hyper stressed state, it's going to make it it's going to make it that much more difficult because all you're telling yourself, all your body's feeling is just pain all the time. So then you're associating weight loss with it being innately or more so synonymous with just being in pain, which it's already setting you up for a disordered relationship with your own weight loss journey.
The first thing that comes to my mind is the classic adage of is never shop hungry. Mm-hmm. Because you're immediately going into the grocery store, you're already hungry. Well, guess what? You're going to reach for everything your hands can get on that looks appealing, looks good to you. Because right then and there, your body says, this is a great idea.
Yeah, I need it.
And I'm going to do this. And so then, you know, let's talk through this actual scenario. You go, you buy all this stuff because you're hungry. You're reaching for everything you can possibly get. You get to the grocery, you check out. You're on your way home and you're in your head. You're thinking, wow, I'm going to engorge myself on following XYZ. And you're not thinking about the consequences of what that's going to do to you because you're so busy on trying to just gratify the right now.
You're so fully in a stressful state immersed in that moment, as opposed to being able to be in a space where you can elevate yourself above it and work on it. Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, like you get home, you eat the actual food, you've done your thing. You've now told yourself, oh crap, I just ate everything I bought.
Mm-hmm.
And now I don't know. Then you go through the trials of now I'm beating myself up because I ate all this food. B, you're already thinking way too far in the future where you're like, how is this going to affect me? I'm going to gain 5 pounds. I need to go. And your mind just starts racing through those things where it's immediately saying, I need to go run. I need to go work out. Tomorrow I can't eat. I need to start fasting. I need to make up for XYZ because I just had this one lapse in judgment. And I guess what I would really try to hit the nail on the head for a lot of folks is allow yourself to go through that. But if you find yourself in that situation, reach out to other folks. Like, how hard would it be for one of your clients to send you a quick text like, Pat, I'm really hungry right now and I'm at the grocery store and I'm trying to like restrain myself from purchasing everything. Is there any recommendations you can, you know, give to me to help me kind of
literally go to the fruit aisle, grab a fucking apple, eat the entire apple in the grocery store and wait 10 minutes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But that I totally get where you're coming from. It's like demystifying those experiences because, hey, newsflash, we're all human. Like,
yeah.
I'm in the position I'm in as a coach after having experienced a lot of significant trial and error. And I'm saying that as somebody who's going to, I've got plenty of life left to live, knock on wood. You know what I mean? I don't have it perfect. I'm going through stuff now when it comes to maintaining my own well-being that I'm trying to manage. And I'm trying to look at that and operate through a lens of how can I do this in a sustainable fashion, as well as I'm going through research and development for everybody.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And we're all human. And I've had it, you've had it, everybody's had it, where we've overeaten, we've gone to extreme ends when it comes to our eating and our exercise. And it's important to kind of be real about that and knowing that, you're going to be at the grocery store and you're going to go hungry and you're more than likely going to have several experiences where you go to the grocery store hungry and you're going to overdo it. And you're going to be forced into a space of having to interpret that and reflect on it. Yeah. So I get where you're coming from.
Yeah. And I guess that's just where for a lot of folks, I want them to approach massage the same way. You are in so much pain that you are willing to call upon just about anybody to get relief, to get this sense of I'm hurt right now and I really just want it to go away. Instead of internalizing that and waiting until you're in the emergency room with, you know, a lower back injury or a rotator cuff injury, if your body is already telling you like this hurts, that is your first indicator that your central nervous system is sending out a signal to the brain saying, hey,
pay attention.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like this is hurting for a reason. And that should be, that's, if we want to think about it, that is your body's way of phoning a friend. Mm-hmm. It's telling the brain, hey, there's something going wrong. I need you to help me. What do we do?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, I want the brain now to start thinking of, instead of immediately going to the extremes of, I need to go see my doctor. Like, yes, of course, go see your primary physician if that's what you want to do, but always approach it from a, let's get rid of the most obvious things first before going to the ultimate extreme.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of times it's, I always find it funny is because I have such a good working relationship with a lot of clients now that they kind of see me as the first line of defense when it comes to, this is happening in my body. What would you recommend me do? Mm-hmm. And me as a professional takes all that information in, and I have to sit there and kind of sift through it. And then ultimately I'll make my judgment of, you know what, why don't you come see me tomorrow for 15 minutes. If it's something that I can fix or immediately recognize and work on, great. Then you get what you want out of the relief from that. But if it's immediately something that I would recognize, this is out of my scope, I'm going to tell you, you need to go either see your doctor, you need to check yourself in, do what you need to do and get that handled. But it's having that soundboard, you know, having somebody to kind of just direct you of like, this is what I think is happening. So these are my recommendations on everything you're telling me.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, it's in your hands to make that judgment from there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what I want to encourage a lot of men is just embrace that empowerment of being able to break away from the tradition of, I got this, I can handle this.
Yeah. Breaking the stigma of like, I'm not going to ask for directions. I know where we're going. Ask for directions, dude. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. How many times did you end up at the Grand Canyon because you didn't ask the right person?
Right.
But that's what I mean. It's just like, stop telling yourself, you know what you're doing, because 99% of the time, nobody has any fucking clue what they're doing. Allow somebody to, from an outsider's perspective, just give you some guidance and say like, hey, left will take you to the Grand Canyon. Right will take you to Vegas. Which do you want to go on?
Right.
And just being able to sit there and just make a sound decision on, well, you know what? Okay, I'll go right instead of going left.
Right.
And so it's just being able to break that down for a lot of people to say, I need help. It's okay to say you need help, because everybody here, including inside of this room, we need help at some point. Mm-hmm. And just being able to know that when you are going to talk to a professional, that they are going to give you the best course of advice. Again, it's taking it into a realm of, I just want to steer you in the right direction of what I think is best, but I don't want to take over your care. That is something you need mm-hmm. to decide for yourself.
Right.
So ultimately, just empowering people to take care of themselves and not feel they need to explain it to anybody or any which person who might question that. Because there's a lot of times where, again, we get a lot of older clients where they're just like, when I first started out, there's one client in particular I can think of who would, purposefully go through the extra steps of putting on like sunglasses and covering up their face and walking in through the door. And it's like, are you okay? Yeah, I just don't want anybody to know that I'm here.
Mm.
It's like, well, you, okay, let's get you into the room. And let's kind of debunk this. And
right.
In working with that client, actually, it found out that she was going through just a lot of very well known in the community, and she was just trying to get away from public eye so that she could just finally have a moment to herself. And it was like, I get where you're coming from. It's okay. You know, just let that all go when you're here, because I don't care who you are.
Mm-hmm.
You could be, you know, Joe Schmo from off the street, or you could be the richest person running the whole entire country. I don't care. Mm-hmm. Either which way, you got problems on either side of the scope. And my job is simply just to help you navigate in this time that we have together the best way to manage that, because what you're dealing with today will not be the same problem you're going to come see me for in a month, mm-hmm. 2 months, a year from now, 5 years from now. Your body's going to change and your moment's going to change. Your environment's going to change. Everything is always constantly in change around you. But what doesn't change is how you respond to those situations.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just really more of a navigation to help people say, like, well, you know, in the past, this really worked out well for me when I would get angry, so angry that I would go lifting and running, and that helped me work out. And it's like, that's a different type of anger than what you're experiencing right now, because that anger back then might have helped you, but this anger that you're experiencing now is actually hurting you in many different facets, because you're channeling that same mentality that I'm going to power through this exercise and I'm going to get through it and I'm going to do as many as I can, as heavy as I can. And then ultimately we end up with what? Injuries.
Yeah.
And people then sit there and like, okay, well, this worked when I was 20. Why isn't it working now? It's like, that's not how your body was designed to work.
Right.
What worked once isn't going to work again. That's
not how the universe works. It's not how Mother Nature works. No. Everything's always changing, no matter how small it might be in stature. And something that I just always think about relative to you talking about asking for help and creating this network for yourself is a lot of guys can be so set in wanting to, quote, do it themselves, right? Well, I'll flip the script and offer a reframe. Asking for help is doing it yourself.
Perfect.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. You are the one asking for help. That's you doing the work. And I think it's really important that a lot of guys listening embody that and embrace that, because you may be a professional in one area, take your job. You might be a master electrician. You might be a master mechanic, whatever it might be, a bookkeeper, accountant. You're a pro in that realm, but you're not a pro in so many other realms. And that's what makes the world go round, is having a network of people that you can bring in and have as part of your life. Because otherwise, if you were going to try to do every single thing, primarily right now through the health lens of things, try to do every single thing yourself, you are going to drive yourself insane. You are going to make yourself miserable, and you're only going to perpetuate a very unhealthy and disordered relationship with your own well-being, with the most important thing in your life. And you're in this body for a while. You don't want to have a disordered relationship with that. And the ways that you manage it, it's not worth it. So it's so valuable and important. And that's part of the reason why I put this podcast together, was I think so many guys just don't have any idea. Yeah. They think that it's only going to be done through sweating it out in the gym, because that's what worked when they were younger. And then they find out that that doesn't work, but they keep doing it anyways, because that's all they know. And then next thing you know, in their 30s and into their 40s and their 50s, they're in a lot of physical pain. And they're in a significant amount of emotional and mental pain as a result, because they don't know what they don't know, as well as they may not be willing to make a shift, because it is uncomfortable, because you're going to have to change your habits and your ways of looking at things. But yeah, I think you're 100% right.
Yeah. Ultimately, at the end of the day, it's you're being more brave and wearing a better suit of armor by admitting you're flawed and immediately telling yourself, go to the realm of saying, I don't know jack diddle about following XYZ. So what can I do to help educate myself about that? And I guess that's where a lot of folks just need to start opening up that chapter of their life of, you handled your life up to this point, probably either by, you know, reaching out to other people or getting to where you are now, because you've had to get there somehow, and you didn't do it alone. I guarantee you, nobody gets there doing it alone. Because again, you got to think about it. You've had pretty much everything laid out for you up to a certain point. And then when the chains get let loose, you're just expected to fly. Mm-hmm. And for those people who they learn it through trial and error, they're learning along the way. But then there's just people who, you know, they're flying along and they just don't seem to get it. That's just like, well, I'm flapping my wings, but where am I going?
Right.
And I guess that's just where, like, I want to help people understand. I want you to just take a moment to pay attention to what you are doing for yourself in this time, in this moment. And I want you to understand that if you don't know where you're going, that's perfectly A-okay, because I myself, I know a lot about massage therapy, but does that mean I know anything about anything else? No. Mm-hmm. So let me tell you a little bit of what I can do to help you. Let this be a stepping stone to a much larger journey for you that's going to be less stressful for you. That's it. That's all I really want to do. It's just kind of help broaden that retrospective. What happened in the past, we got to let that go, because what happened in the past doesn't work for you right now. What's working for you right now is you're asking for help. You're doing the steps necessary to start your different path that you're creating on your own. And it's going to be a much easier path because you've got people laying out stepping stones for you to get there. But if you're just going to walk blindly into the darkness, well, then expect you're going to trip and fall sometimes. But if there's literally people out there holding a light for you, follow them.
Yeah.
And it's just one of those situations where it's like, but with the same token, you know, do your research when asking for help, because again, I can't tell you how many times people will say, well, I went to this other massage therapist and they were telling me that I'm having cataclysmic spiritual awakening. And right now my body is just interpreting as that blah, 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 blah. And it's like, yes and no. Let's look into it a little bit deeper. Let's break that part and kind of separate that, because that might work for that person. Mm-hmm. But let's look at it as a retrospective. What are you actually feeling in this moment of you're coming to me with pain? Why? What happened? What started it? Going through all the questions of, you know, you're solving your own puzzle in 60 minutes. Mm-hmm. And it's just kind of like, I feel like I'm the external game master, where it's just like the mind is racing and trying to solve this issue of why this is happening. And along the way, I'm just kind of giving these little hints out of like, hey, this is what's going on. Sure. This is what's happening. And then before long, people leave. And then once they leave, they're kind of just like, I didn't realize my body was that messed up. And yeah, because there was a lot of stuff that you were going through. And how do you feel now where you are with after our session? And it's usually just like, I feel lighter. I don't feel like I'm carrying so much. And I feel definitely more alive.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so it's very interesting to watch people just constantly bringing themselves back within to themselves and recognizing I created my own problems. I didn't realize that by creating my own problems, I was doing so much damage to my body, and I didn't know that I was doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So for all the folks out there that are just struggling, it's okay. I want you to understand that the first thing you can do for yourself is reach out to Pat, myself. You know, I work through Aurora Sky Massage. So if you need to come find me, come find me.
Yeah.
I'd be more than happy to answer any questions. And again, it takes a 10, 15 minute phone call just to kind of guide you in the right direction. And that costs nothing.
Yeah. Right on, man. Well, I know you're having to scoot out, so we'll kind of sum things up here. But so for those listeners that aren't part of the Albuquerque, New Mexico area, I remember you had brought it up in the podcast with Morgan last year. What are some good baseline criteria for people, for guys that are wanting to get a massage therapist? What should they look for? What criteria needs to be met? Because you did a good job last year in differentiating like who to go to and who to kind of stay away from.
Yeah. So just to kind of reiterate it, if you are looking for actual body work where you are experiencing something physical, look for therapists that are specialized in medical and sports related training. Does it mean that you have to be an athlete to seek out those folks? Absolutely not, because as a therapist, they should be willing to use their utility belt of other techniques that they have to be able to assist people. And on a moment's notice, you're coming to see me for energy work, but I know that you need a lot of physical work, and that should translate in both directions, where somebody can immediately pick up on and say, oh, well, you're coming to me with a lot of, like, you're physically hurting, but I'm getting the sensation that you just need a lot of venting or spiritual help. And at the end of the day, the person should be able to direct you in the right direction. Now, when it comes to finding the correct massage therapist, first criteria I would say is make sure they have a website. Okay. Make sure that as you're going through the website, you read everything you can find reviews about that person, either through Google or through their own website. But do research, really try to find out what this person specializes in, and see if that's going to fit for you. Most of the time, give them a phone call, let them know your situation, and the therapist should be able to immediately tell you if this is something they can handle, or they can refer you out to somebody else. At which point, it's one of those situations where I would say majority of people who have contacted me for stuff that it's out of my scope, refer them out. Mm-hmm. And that's usually the best way to find someone. I guess what I would avoid doing is you wake up on a Sunday morning and you tell yourself, I want to go get a massage, and you jump on Google and you find the closest one near you. Again, do your research before you go into these places, because you want to make sure that you're going to somebody who is licensed. Every massage therapist through the state of New Mexico is on the New Mexico website for licensure. So if you look up their name, put them into the search website, and they populate with a number, great. But if they don't, then there's some immediate red flags that should go up and kind of steer you away from that.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Anything else? I didn't mean to cut you off there.
Oh, no. That's pretty much all that I can think of at the moment.
Cool. Right on, man. Well, I would say in closing, your website will be in the show notes. It's auroraskyabq.com, isn't it?
It's just auroraskymassage.com.
Okay. auroraskymassage.com. So that will be in the show notes. Be sure to check that out. And reach out to Andrew with any massage related, self-care related questions. He's more than happy to answer. But, yeah, I would say in closing here, Andrew, now that people are embarking upon the beginning of 2022 and trying to prioritize their well-being, what would you say what would you say is your biggest piece of advice for people going into taking care of themselves this year?
First and foremost, if you're going to make any sort of let's not even call them resolutions anymore. They're just not realistic. Let's just call them changes. If you're going to make a change in your life, make changes that are going to be sustainable, things that are going to affect you long term, always within the realm of being reasonable, both financially and time-wise. I know that's a lot of why people don't like going to massages, is because they lose track of time very quickly. So it's one of those situations where it's like, dedicate that time to yourself. If your change is to dedicate more time to you, then by all means, just make time for yourself in that respect. So to keep things long term, do things that are going to be achievable. Don't stress yourself out with, I'm going to lose X amount of pounds, or I'm going to get 2 times a massage a month for a year. Don't set yourself up for failure that way. Just recognize that you need to make a change. And then what I like to do is at the beginning of every month, I kind of go through this checklist of like, did I set my appointment up for AYXZ, the whole thing. And when you get those things pre-planned out for yourself, you can commit to those things. So I would say if you're going to do something, commit to things that are going to be long-term and that you make a commitment to them at least once a month. And then that way, you already know it's coming, and you can pre-plan everything around it. But you know that time is dedicated to you solely.
Cool. I can dig that, man. Well, sweet. Well, thanks for coming on, dude. This was a lot of fun. I'm sure we'll have you again in the future, but I just felt like this was a good way to start off 2022 for a lot of guys.
Yeah, of course. Anytime, bud.
So cool. We will wrap it up.
Once again, thank you so much for carving out the time to hear what was shared on today's podcast. Now, if what you heard today resonates with you and you'd like to continue the conversation, then I'd be happy to personally invite you to join our private Facebook community with countless other dads like yourself who are on this journey with you. All you have to do is go to facebook.com/groups/leandadproject. Click the join button at the top of the page and you're good to go. Again, that's facebook.com/groups/leandadproject. And by the way, the link to the Facebook group is in the show notes too, so be sure to check that out. All right, my friends, that's it for today. In the meantime, love one another, take care of one another, and please, please, please be grateful for each other. Much love, my friends. Cheers.